Amid fierce clashes in Iraq, and the army and volunteer forces have regained control of a key gateway to the capital, Baghdad. The Iraqi army said the Khalis area, which is around 55 kilometers from Baghdad, is now under their control. The area in Diyala province is regarded as the nearest point that the Takfiri militants could use to attack the capital. The army said ISIL flags have been removed from the houses that the militants use as bases. Army forces also captured an armed man in an area used by the militants to store weapons. The armed man had Saudi license plates with him. He was also found in possession of a book of inciting fatwas and some papers and certificates from the era of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Meanwhile, a group of Iraqi MPs has held a meeting to choose their candidate to be the country's next prime minister, but the outcome of the talks was not immediately clear. Reports say the MPs who gathered for the meeting were from the National Alliance, a group loyal to acting Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. The meeting comes a day before the new parliament is scheduled to hold its first session, in which the parliament speaker, prime minister, and president will be selected. Maliki is bidding for a third term, despite stiff opposition from its key rivals. Iraqi National Congress leader Ahmed al-Shalabi, former Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Ja'fari, and former Vice President Adil Abdul Mahdi are the other candidates. Let's speak to our correspondent Rashan Saglam, who joins us now from the Iraqi capital of Baghdad via Skype to tell us a bit more. Now, Rashan, first of all, tell us what we can expect by this meeting tomorrow when the parliament meets. Are we going to see a united front being presented by different political factions and the choosing of a prime minister, president, and parliament speaker finally?
Well, of course, we hope that we would find this happening. But unfortunately, there is the Wataniya bloc, who is a very important bloc in Iraq, who is not participating in the session tomorrow. And we have other blocs that are still meeting up till now to decide on the candidates who are going to go for the post of president, prime minister, and the speaker of parliament. However, the one that has the highest number of seats in the parliament, which is nearly to 180 seats, are going to attend, which is the National Coalition, are going to attend. And they have already said the names of their candidates that you just mentioned. And yes, we heard that Ahmed Shalabi has the highest number of people say voting for him, or the more number votings for him. I think that the meeting tomorrow is going to be very important. It's not going to be early in the morning, because the meetings, side meetings, are still continuous up till the moment. And the National Coalition have said that it is very important for all parties and for all parliamentarians to attend this meeting and to make it a success for the sake of the country. And of course, in the situation that the country is going through, we cannot afford any delay in this session. We cannot afford any re-election to be held after the April's elections. We cannot afford any delay in the constitutional timings. We have constitutional timings that that they need to obey to. They need to count in their calculations.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see what Tuesday brings. Our correspondent Rashan Saglam, they're reporting from Baghdad via Skype. Rashan, thank you for updating us.